Footsteps, Chapter 49. Mrs. Eddy said at one time, "If the work had been done in the time of Jesus, it would not have to be done now. But the disciples did not do their part. They were not obedient to him. They questioned what he was doing, did not understand, and it was not done. So it must be done now." What was the work Mrs. Eddy referred to that was not done in the time of Jesus and must be done now? Students love to contemplate the great goodness of God, but are not so willing to dip down into the uncovering of the hidden modes of evil, a thing that must be done if man desires to find his spiritual freedom. They would like to be translated now, without first having to fulfill the obligation of uncovering error's hidden ways. As Mrs. Eddy writes in Science and Health, page 570, quote, "Many are willing to open the eyes of the people to the power of good resident in divine mind, but they are not so willing to point out the evil in human thought and expose evil's hidden mental ways of accomplishing iniquity." Unquote. There is no record that the disciples did the work necessary to understand animal magnetism sufficiently to uncover its secret to themselves and the world. This painful task was left for Mrs. Eddy, and that it was a painful task may be gleaned from her statement in Miscellaneous Writings, page 222, quote, "I shall not forget the cost of investigating for this age the methods and power of error," unquote. It is one thing for a man to discover gold in the ground and dig it out where all may see it, and another thing to probe the activities of those who intend to try to steal this gold so that he can frustrate their purpose. Great is the attainment of bringing man the true knowledge of God so that all may be blessed by it. Greater is the attainment of uncovering the hidden action of that which, if not uncovered, would rob man of that spiritual good. One might ask, of what value is a knowledge of God if it does not include the knowledge of how to protect it from the inroads of animal magnetism? Thus, we are forced to the conclusion that the work which was not done in Jesus' time was the uncovering of the claim of animal magnetism that presumes both to rob man of his spiritual consciousness and of his knowledge of the scientific process of reducing this claim to its native nothingness, as Christian Science teaches.